From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
I don't follow it, so I don't know enough about it. Welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. Recording again from the TGO Media North headquarters. Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant.
What up?
I am Brian Wise, and
are you now
in his corner where he fucking belongs? Doug Reacharound
with his nose turned to the fucking wall.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's that fucking noise now?
What the fuck is that?
Okay.
Okay, it's gone.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Well, that was. Don't you have a little stand for that thing?
Yeah, it's in the. Is it in my bag still?
Okay.
Fucking, that's got more stuff to bring with me. Fucking next week. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. Still recording on June 8th for broadcast, and I think it's the 17th of June then.
Something like that, ain't it?
So how we been in the 15 minutes since we recorded?
Oh, well, you know. A lot has happened, champ.
I mean, if it wasn't for people dying and having to switch studios midstream in the fucking, you know. But if we play our cards right, we can be done recording by early October. And we'll have every show for the year knocked out. Yeah. We'll have 46, I think, episodes for the year if we do it that way.
Right on, daddy-o.
It means we get to do the 300th episode really early in the maybe not super early. Maybe in February or maybe early March next year.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
I tried to make this as undifficult to recording, you know, just not difficult recording schedule. I tried really hard on that.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. But. Oh, man. I am fucking tired, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the casino with me tomorrow?
I don't know. You're going after work?
Buddy?
I mean, you'll be well into it by the time I get off work.
I'll be half a shift in before you get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got.
I gotta head there right after work.
I got off. I was told I'm leaving at 2 tomorrow.
Now, is that a solid deal, or will something come up and you might have to stay? Is that pretty solid for you if you plan to take off early?
I've not been told by management that I'm going to leave at a certain time before. Like, you know.
Oh, when you were told?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's Thursday and I have 2 hours of overtime already. Okay. So he's going to let me leave an hour early tomorrow. Okay. So.
Oh, that's, yeah, you know, it sounds early, but you're getting done at 3 now. So, yeah that's right.
I'm back to 7 to 3.
Yep, okay.
So, you know.
So you still got a little OT.
Yeah.
Throw that into a slot machine next week or whenever.
Well, yeah. So I get out of work at 2. I'll go see Dad for a while. I got to do every Friday. I go sit with Dad for a while, see what he's up to. He fucking hurt himself again every year.
What'd he do?
Every year he's fucking hurting himself.
Yeah, that unfortunately becomes more frequent as they.
Well, he's pushing the fucking walk behind lawnmower, you know, because he's got a riding mower, but he can't get to the little nooks and crannies of the yard. So he gets the pushing mower out, and he's fucking pushing, and something jetted out the back of the thing. He still doesn't know what it is. Something came shooting out of the back of the thing, and God, he had to have 10 stitches in his fucking leg.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Every year it's something.
Wow. God, you know, damn.
Sit in the fucking house and, you know, hire someone, Ron. Jesus.
Don't you go cut his grass?
You out of your fucking mind.
You don't cut your own fucking grass.
No.
You got grass cutting money, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, when I made $12 an hour, I paid a guy to cut my grass.
See, I like cutting grass, no, man. It's just mindless. You don't have to think about shit. It's fucking great. I love it. I mean, I'm not a yard guy. I could give a fuck less what my yard looks like, but I just like the grass to look. Although I really got to cut ours. I've been waiting for rain, and we just ain't had it, man.
How much money do you want to take with you tomorrow to the casino?
Of yours?
No. Nobody.
I don't know, man. When we go and play, we usually take $100 each. So. we're not high rollers, man.
No. Seriously, how much you taking? Come on. Let's be serious for a minute. Come on. Be serious.
All right, $50.
Sheesh. Then what's your boyfriend going to take? Holy smokes.
My ass.
Yeah, he will. Lucky fuck. Yeah, he
My
will.
My sweet, sweet ass.
Sweet, sweet booty. Yeah, I'll go. When I went last, I had been putting money aside. This girl I know, I keep going back to the girls with the maid service, but I befriended this little blonde girl at the maid service, and she had an iPhone. It's a year or two old. She goes, I need money to get my brakes done. And I said, well,
I can help.
Yeah, put your mouth on my balls and hum while I whack my mule on your fucking forehead. But I said, you get that boyfriend or that phone back from your ex-boyfriend, let me know, and I'll take a look at it. Maybe I'll buy it from you. So I had $200
sitting around
for.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For.
Yeah.
Sat around. It was an iPhone, a year or two old. Sat around. She never brought it to me. So I fucking just took it to the casino last Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Took another $100.
Yeah.
Went to the casino with $300.
Okay.
Did
you hit big?
Not big.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost most of it, of course. But
right.
I was there for 5 hours.
Jesus.
6:30 to about 11:30. 300, and I was hitting. Right, I got up to about 395 at one point. I was hitting. Every machine was paying me for a little bit.
Nice.
Wizard of Oz machine paid me. Athena paid me.
Okay.
Some other machine paid me some random $80 or whatever it was. So I was doing okay for a minute.
Okay.
And then I got down to, I don't know, let's say $60, let's say. Fought my way back up to 100 and was leaving. I was going home with $100. All right, I'll give him a couple $100. But I had a blast.
Okay.
I had seen some, you know, bonus features I'd never seen before on some games, and I had a blast.
Nice.
So I'll give you minus. Let me have fun, right? I just show me a good time. So I'm walking out, and I look over, and there's the high limit room. I never played a high limit slot before,
yeah,
so I'm like,
never
I'm
done like, that.
All right, so I'll play this 100 down to 50, and I'll fucking just to see what it's like, and I'll.
Are they some of the same games, or are they different slots?
It's all, some of them are fundamentally the same. It's the,
well, they're all.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, okay.
I mean, you know, like you know, but anyway, so I go in there and I say, okay, I'll play it down to 50 because I'm not going to win shit, so I'll play it down to 50, you know. Well, right away they give me like $15. All right. So I fucking, you know, then you lose.
Minimum, what, $5 bet?
Five.
Yeah.
I was doing $5 spins. And buddy, there's a couple to my right-hand side who were pushing the button for $20 spins the way we'd push it for a dollar spin. They were just hitting and hit. They were burning a fuck ton of money. It was really something.
Damn.
But anyways, so, you know, and they'll pay you $5 and $15 and $10, you know, just kind of, just enough to keep you in it. And finally it paid me $125. So I got me back up to about 195.
All right.
So I'm like, I'm out. 195, I got to walk out of this high limit room. So I went to another machine and I fucking sat in there. Then I walked right the fuck back in there.
Yep.
And just fucking, you know, my greed got the better of me and I played it down to some small amount and walked. But I had a blast, played for 5 hours, you know.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. Okay. Yep. Good.
I'm going to have fun tomorrow. I do love the casino, man. Just show me
it's a good fun.
Time. It is.
It is.
Just
it's
show
fun.
Me a good time, man.
Get a beer and.
I did. You know what? I yeah. actually got a beer last time.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I never do that.
Right on.
Got a Yingling. Stopped at the first bar.
Yep.
Oh, we don't have any up here. So I'll go ahead and get one on the other side.
What was it? One of those like little temporary ones they set up?
Yeah.
So you had to go all the way over to the horseshoe bar there?
I was heading over to the other side anyways. Yeah. So I stopped. I just went to the other side. I play most of my, you walk in the main entrance there, and I play most of my time is spent on the like the left-hand side of that.
Yes, agreed.
Of that casino.
But the bars over on the right, well, one of the bars. I mean, there's a couple.
Yeah, there's the big bar is on the right-hand side.
On the right side, yeah.
Kind of where you come in off the parking garage.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so, but I, by the time I got to the.
You use a parking garage, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to wait and walk through the whole casino to get to where I want to go.
That's true.
Park at the main entrance and walk in and head to it.
Yeah. You don't play any table games, do you?
My son and I did. When we went last fall, we spent a couple hours doing that together.
What'd you play?
Just blackjack.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I did video. I apologize. Video blackjack is what we did.
Okay.
Not
with
not
a dealer.
No,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't go there to be with people. I go there to be with machines.
Right, exactly. Give me the robots.
Give me the robots. But you know, I'll give you $300-400.
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, we'll see. I'll let you know.
You want to meet me over there? Let me know, man. We'll have fun.
Yeah.
Get a couple. Get a couple of beers, which I almost never do. When I retire, my plan is to drink a lot more. When I retire, a lot more.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Why wait till you retire?
I don't trust myself to. It wasn't until I was in my mid to late 30s that I could have a beer and not have 12.
That's true. Yeah.
So I don't 100% trust myself.
I get it.
To
like quit and be able to get up and go to work and
you know,
be a functional.
Yeah. So I, you know, I'll wait till I retire and I'll knock out 3 or 4 a day if I can afford it. And you know, because listen, I'll have nothing when I retire. I will have nothing but the clothes I have and the house I'm living in. I will have nothing. So I may not have beer money, but, you know, we'll find out. I should start saving now and just have 2 years worth of money put aside and retire. Jack, like you've been there before.
This is new. Fuck you.
It's not new.
It's
the same apparatus for the last fucking 5 years or whatever.
I got your fucking apparatus.
Yeah, we'll give it back. I need it for your mom later. How'd you like that tweet I sent you the other day where a guy said he was walking through the mall and the one kid said he was getting his wisdom teeth out and his friend said, why? To make more room for dicks.
Dude, if that is not like, the perfect
fucking,
thing.
That's great.
The perfect answer from one dude to the other, you
so
know.
So good.
God
I laughed
damn, that's
hard.
Great. Why to make room for dicks?
Why to make room for more dicks? Fuck yeah, duh. Seeing which never moved my ribs that time.
Jesus. Yeah, that was very funny. Yes, quite outlandish.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I say. Do you want to try some news?
Nah.
No? See you yeah. for next week. I don't give a shit.
Hit me.
If I can not do show prep this week, I'm good, man.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Ah, yeah. This is Brian fumbling for the file where the audio is because you forgot to set up before the show. Yeah.
A senior prank at a high school just went too far.
Yeah,
the Alamance Burlington school system says Williams High had to shut down some of its bathrooms today after students poured cement into toilets.
Wow.
Okay.
Right on.
Wow.
That's, yeah. Better than the old flushing the cherry bombs.
That will happen.
Wow. Fucking pouring.
Cement.
Poured a, what they do, probably just pour dry Quikrete in there or something,
I've,
you know?
I've, you know, lately I've had a few movements that have felt like cement. Yeah, so, yeah.
I've blown up a few toilets in my time. But
I remember you texted me one time from a fucking Detroit airport. You were like, man, I just fucked this toilet up.
I remember that, too. Dude, I got off that plane. I had to. And that was just from here to there. That's a quick flight.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not even a full fucking altitude flight, baby. That's
no.
up in the air to get some loft and you're back down. And I got off that. I could not find a shitter fast enough. God.
Oh, I laughed. You're like, I'm in the bathroom in Detroit. I fucked this bathroom up.
Yeah, I remember that one, man. God, that was bad.
I got a buddy of mine who lives like a mile and a half away from a Speedway gas station, and he'll walk down there and shit
in their toilets,
and be like,
huh?
Yeah, you're like,
why?
I don't know. Don't ask me. But he like,
is this the same guy that likes to have his balls stepped on?
It's a recall to last week's show. It is not.
Yeah, boy. I think that was the same. I think that was the same trip that I texted you the picture of the white phone. It seemed like there was a funny cat. I mean, obviously the joke is from Airplane, but I don't know. Anyway.
Give me ham on five, hold the mail, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
The place at other schools, all part of a senior prank. WFMY News 2's Hannah Jeffries spoke with
WFMY
parents and students who say these actions ruin a usually harmless tradition.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We get it. You'll fix the toilets and you'll fucking move on to next.
We got it.
Jesus, let the kids have some fun.
Poured into school toilets and urinals. They went.
Urinals, Jeff.
Love it.
Yeah. I like to have a urinal in my personal life. I just don't want to redo my whole bathroom for it. You know, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
You could put one in your garage out here.
Yeah, I was thinking about actually doing that. I got to try and figure out the plumbing, though.
Mm, yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, right now, I just use the back of the open back of the toilet seat as a urinal. So.
You pretty much do have a toilet. It's the whole backyard there, the whole back 40. Yeah.
Aya Neal says it was a senior prank at Williams High School that went too far.
They had glitter, tissue, trash cans knocked over. Then you go inside, cement all in the bathroom toilets in the boys' bathroom.
You need to isolate that. That's fucking great.
She couldn't take anymore. She couldn't not laugh at it.
Went too far.
They had glitter, tissue, trash cans knocked over. Then you go inside, cement all in the bathroom toilets in the boys' bathroom.
The Alamance Burlington.
Clearly not upset.
I love her.
Quite enamored by the whole fucking escapade.
The boys' bathroom. The Alamance Burlington School High School that went too far.
They had glitter, tissue, trash cans knocked over. Then you go inside, cement all in the bathroom toilets in the boys' bathroom.
The Alamance Burlington school system.
She's great. She's great. I love her.
Says the bathroom incident alone will cost more than $4,000 to repair. Clay Thomas is a sophomore.
Well, you know what?
Clay? Really, Clay?
Why don't you take some money out of your fucking, you know, queer pride budget, flag budget, and fucking, you know.
No. No, What do they call that? A prom?
Yeah.
We're gonna, senior prom for you.
We're going to have to fucking... Sorry, guys. We're going to have to pull $4,000 from our fucking tranny pride march through the fucking lunchroom. Sorry. We feel bad about it and everything, but $4,000 is $4,000. It's a lot of fucking...
We haven't really been able to do anything.
Not only will the destruction take money away from other school projects, it will also disrupt learning.
There should be.
No, it won't.
No, it won't. Will disrupt people going to the bathroom.
No, it won't. I'd fucking shit. God. I'd shit in a cement-filled toilet in 3 seconds. Just let it fester.
Just let it fester
on top of the fucking bowl. It's just fucking just a collection of shit.
That's a pretty shallow outhouse, but you know, when you got to shit, you got to shit.
And you pour it in a storm. My buddy Mike leaves his, you know, he goes to Florida every year around Christmas time for a month, you know, for a vacation. And every year I threaten to upper deck his fucking toilet. I said, I'm going to shit in this toilet tank every day you're gone.
Upper deck his toilet.
Just because I know where he keeps his key. And one of these days, I'm going to send him a picture.
Yeah, it's going to be, always do it. You got to do it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you really do.
Someone upper decked my toilet.
This definitely got crossed.
The school system says not only will the destruction take money away from other school projects,
agreed,
it will also disrupt learning.
Disagreed. There should be a very clear line, and I feel like this definitely got crossed.
No, there's
a clear line for what?
White student fucking spouting off. Shut up, stupid. Go laugh like the black girl was laughing. You fucking half a fag.
Half a fag.
Low testosterone idiot. Go fuck yourself. Jesus Christ. You ever met a liberal alpha male? Exactly.
There's a sophomore there.
Bathrooms have been closed down all day. We haven't really been able to do anything.
Not all.
Bathrooms are closed down. That's it.
Shit in the halls.
Yeah, that's it.
Shit in the halls. Yeah, do it.
Snowflakes.
Jesus.
Other school projects, it will also disrupt learning.
Also,
there should be a very clear line, and I feel like this definitely got crossed.
The school system says maintenance workers are also cleaning up overturned desks, eggs, trash, and more.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. I think it's a not... so fine a line between senior prank and vandalism. Yeah, I think we've crossed that line here.
I was like really like being careful and going out of because that was it was so crazy.
Perry Hasten Coley was picking his son up from school. So,
again, Perry Hasten Coley again has never had a testosterone fueled anger episode.
No.
Because he got zero in the womb. He's the guy his wife chose to have kids with after years of fucking real men because he was safe, you know.
He might have some value to add to this story. You never know.
Jeff, if he does, I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah?
I don't have one, I think,
figured.
Actually. I think the casino's got all my money, actually.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Are we going to play or
play.
What's going on? Buddy?
Please.
Disrupt learning.
There should be a very clear line, and I feel like this definitely got crossed.
Ugh. The school system says maintenance workers are also cleaning up overturned desks, eggs, trash, and more.
They had baby oils on the steps, too, so I was like...
All I heard was something about baby oil.
They had baby oil on the steps.
Oh.
Man.
Oh, wow.
I guess I'm going to have to go fuck those steps.
God, can you imagine? That's really funny. That's really funny, but I'm trying to imagine the fucking tards trying to walk up and down the stairs.
Tards?
The tards.
Regular kids are fucking half retarded now.
No, I guess I gotta go fuck the stairs.
Oh, that's so funny. Wow.
There should be a very clear line.
Yes, all right. We know.
We got
I
it.
Heard you.
We got it, low T teenager. We heard you. Holy fuck.
System says maintenance workers are also cleaning up overturned desks, eggs, trash, and more.
They had baby oils on the steps, too, so I was like really like being careful going out of because that was it was so crazy.
Thanks. What the fuck was that?
That's the Tascam falling over.
Oh.
Tanks for nothing.
System says maintenance workers are also cleaning up overturned desks.
Why does this girl sound like Moon Unit Zappa, the Valley Girl recording session?
Eggs, trash, and more.
It had baby oils on the steps, too, so I was, like, really, like, being careful going out of it, because it was so crazy.
Perry Hasten Coley was picking his son up from school when he found out about the destruction. He says he's just disappointed.
You pay taxes, I pay taxes, and this is all going to come out of this.
He sounds exactly like you think he's going
like
to sound.
Sounds like Speedy Gonzalez.
It's just a fucking,
just a fruit.
He's just, I mean, obviously we don't have a video of this, but he's obviously owns several pink shirts with collars. I just, enough.
So it's really a shame.
That's really
Hasten
a shame.
Coley recalls traditional senior pranks involving
involving
here we go.
Latent homosexuality and taping freshmen to the goalpost. And get out of here, 1945. Beat it.
We covered his jalopy in toilet paper.
Yes, well, it was. We couldn't get aluminum foil. It was the wall. Yeah, I know. I know. It was a long time ago. Get it? Jesus. Yeah, this was a race. It's gone too far. A guy that sounds like that has only ever been told, fuck me harder. You know? More dick. Yeah. More dick. Yeah, well, yeah. I know. Well,
sorry.
Deeper. Harder. He's all he ever heard. He finally found the one girl frigid enough to give him what he fucking wanted.
I'm giving her what she's got, Captain. Oh, I can't do a Scottish accent to save my life.
Found out about the destruction. He says he's just disappointed.
Yeah.
You pay taxes, I pay taxes, and this is all going to come out. And the school budgets are already, you know, tight. So it's really a shame.
Hasten Coley recalls traditional senior pranks involving strings of toilet paper thrown through trees and school grounds.
You might see.
Yes, well, we.
Yeah, you know, when they used to get just as mad at that, too, so, you know.
Most outrageous thing we did was steal spare rubber from the fucking recycling center and for the war effort. Someone took a quarter from the tithe plate at the fucking church one time.
Took
and
a quarter.
It was outrageous.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Quarter, that's fucking grand larceny back in those days.
Church went out of business. Lost everything.
Good.
Yeah, there's not enough churches go out of business, frankly.
They go in and take the teacher's pens and stuff like that, but nothing to
outrageous.
Teacher's pens.
Ooh. Toilet paper and trees. Taking teachers' pens? Man!
You fucking sly dogs, you.
That's a wild
you
man.
You fucking.
Ooh.
Boy, fucking rowdy pranksters.
Wild
my
man.
My goodness. Taking
back
the pens.
1877.
I'll take the pen. Take the pen. All I don't want the pen. Take the pen.
Writes in whipped cream, this pen.
And students worry the innocent fun will be ruined for the next class.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely will,
No senior prank next year because of how much they messed up this year. So they really messing it up for the next year seniors.
The school system says other county and city schools were vandalized overnight, too.
Over?
Burlington police say...
Over? Like, oh my God. Over? Over and out, Jeff.
Oh my God! Like, totally.
That song holds up for me. I love Valley Girl. Mm-hmm. I do. I think it's great.
I'm like all these like really great shoe stores. I like love going into like clothing stores.
That fucking
bass line
holds up well.
Mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super nice. It's like so bitchin'.
Oh man, that's the stuff. See here, a traveler, this is news we collected over the last few weeks, so some of this has been out there for a bit. Traveler has shared the mortifying moment, Jeff, that a fellow passenger was forced to step on a baggage scale before takeoff.
Wow.
Over confusion. over her weight. It's a TikTok video, of course. Quote, the whole airport trying to mind their own business as a woman is asked to step on a baggage scale because she claimed she was 130 pounds. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of this land whale and try telling me 130 pounds.
I've never been asked that to get on a flight before. Yeah, she's not 130 pounds.
That girl's 130 pounds on her right side.
Well, so we know how much fuel to put in.
Yeah. Well, fill it up.
We'll fill it up.
How by?
How by? That is such a funny fucking bit. Well, I'd just soon have this plane land in a cornfield. Tell him how much I weigh.
Hey, look out, Uncle Jen. She's backing up.
She's backing up.
I gotta see if I can.
I can't even think of that dude's name.
I can't either. I'll see if I can.
Look out, Uncle Jen. She's backing up.
Boy, that's a great big fat woman. Shut up.
Shut up.
She sure is fat. Shut up.
That was a Bob and Tom bit, right?
Yeah.
Or a show bit.
Yeah. James Gregory is his name.
James Gregory, yep.
And the airlines, they tell you all this psychological stuff to make you feel safe. Like every time you get on the plane, they talk about the flotation seat. And they explain it to you. Like if you go down, if you crash in the ocean, then the seat will float. 2 planes out of 100 go overseas. 98 out of 100 stay right here. So if you want to make me happy, you show me a seat that's going to bounce out of a cornfield. That's what I like. This is what
I'm going to see that's going to bounce out of a cornfield.
They got everything just confused like that.
James Gregory is our guest. He's not a flyer, apparently.
Apparently not.
That's nice, James. But
I would like to say something to you about.
Why does Tom Griswold sound like he's 12?
Jesus. Probably 30 years old.
Christ.
The day that I realized how dangerous air travel can be.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I went to the Bahamas. If you've ever been there, you can relate to this.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They have these little small planes. They call it island hopping, you know, from one island to the next.
Sure.
And we call them puddle jumpers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they only seat 10, 12 people. They got one propeller. They look like crop dusters. They really do. And they have to know the weight of everything goes on board the aircraft before the plane can take off. And I had never been through that before. And a guy came up to me with a clipboard in his hand. He said, sir, how much do you weigh? I said, why do you need to know? He said, so we'll know how much fuel to put in. I said, fill it up. I weigh 600 pounds. Fill it up.
I weigh 600. I weigh 600 pounds. Fill it up.
Fill it up. I'll buy.
I weigh 600 pounds.
Thank you. Listen.
I'll buy. Yeah.
Wouldn't you hate to die in a plane crash because some fat woman lied about the weight? And you know they'll do it. Like, well, I just soon be dead to tell him how much I weigh. You know? And it's probably going to be, it's probably one of those big 400-pound women in those tight polyester pants. Why do they wear that? Why do they wear that? I mean, I know they're fat, but they're not blind. I mean, is it possible, is it conceivable that a woman over 400 pounds can put on a pair of tight polyester pants, look in the mirror, and go, all right. I mean,
perfect.
Let me tell you this. Related to that subject, you know when kids are 3 or 4 years old, you know, they can be brutally honest because they're old enough to talk, but they don't know about manners yet, right, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
When my nephew was 3 years old, he and I were at a supermarket in Atlanta, Georgia on a Sunday afternoon. And in the store that day was the biggest woman I had ever seen in my life. I mean, it might have been 600 pounds. I don't know. I know that it looked like a crowd.
It looked like a crowd.
And she had all these tight polyester pants. Uh-huh. You know, little irrigation ditches, you know.
Yeah.
Tight.
Camel toe.
And she was wearing a beeper. And my nephew said,
Jesus Christ, how old is this?
Said, look at that fat woman. I said, shut up.
Shut up.
He said, boy, she's fat. I said, shut up. Well, thank goodness the lady disappeared up the next aisle. A few moments later, we started up that aisle, and at that split second, her beeper went off. Uh-huh. And my nephew said, look out, Uncle James, she's backing up.
That's got to be 30 years old.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Because I'm certain James Gregory is long gone.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. Yeah.
Huh.
Is he still alive?
77.
No shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be Zachary damned.
Zachary Porter loved to travel. His father, Todd Porter, says the 20-year-old enjoyed exploring new surroundings.
Almost every family vacation, we'd get lost on a hike, and he'd love that, just, you know, wandering around. And
that sounds like he's a cunt. Yeah. Every vacation, we get lost. Why don't you stay to a major metropolitan area, you fucking asshole?
Zachary Porter was on a trip with friends in Alaska.
Yep.
Sunday evening, he was walking on the mud flats at the treacherous Turnagain Arm Estuary when he got sucked into the silt. Despite efforts by firefighters and Porter's friends to free him from the mud, the incoming tide submerged him.
Oh, that's like a scene right out of a creep show. Oof. Yeah, fucking Leslie Nielsen bearing you up to your neck of the beach sand.
Police.
The number of friends that are completely devastated by his death is really a testament.
Yeah, maybe if he had five more friends, they could have saved him.
He didn't have enough.
Yeah, apparently not. He
needed just that one more friend.
He needed one more friend. Because where are all these tributes getting you? Nowhere. Okay, still
Jesus
dead.
Jesus Christ, how horrible, man. Wow, god damn. Jeez. That's why you stay the fuck home.
Yeah, he's a cunt. Good. Dummy. Well, he loved to explore, did he?
Did he?
You know who else loved to explore? Everyone who ever died on Mount Everest. Go fuck yourself, stupid. Stay home.
His death is really a testament to what a big heart.
Poor planning, mostly. Bad navigational skills. Not learning the lay of the land before you go fucking traipsing around.
How nature doesn't give a fuck about you.
Nature does not care a bit about your gimmick. Doesn't care.
That are completely devastated by his death is really a testament to what a big heart he had and how many people he impacted in his 20 years.
Porter says Zachary, the youngest of three siblings, just finished his sophomore year at Washington University in St. Louis. She considers him a role model.
He was the most kind, compassionate, hardworking, smart.
Bad at exploring.
bad at exploring. Bad at exploring. Prep? Not as strong.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Having strong friends.
Yeah. Nope. Also,
not
high on his list of, you know, you didn't have to be able to, you know, pull people from, you know, the shallow depths of their graves and their, you know, and their, you know, get him a snorkel. What are we doing?
Keep adding on to it as it sinks deeper.
I mean, if you can't pull him out of there, you know, oxygen tank, something. What are we doing? Let's figure it out. Nobody had a shovel in this town? What's going on?
It's Alaska. Nobody had a shovel.
Well, you know, but then they go out to dig him out, and they're stuck, and then it's one big, hilarious, muddy death.
That's one sad loss for the family. One giant funny story for DGO Radio.
It sure is. Dope.
Dope.
A recent study revealed that the city of Seattle is the worst city in the United States for not cleaning up after their dogs.
How many dogs does Seattle own?
All
or
of
you
them.
Mean individuals?
Yes. The Dog Advisory Council.
What?
Analyzed. Yes.
The Dog Advisory Council.
Yes. Analyzed Twitter data to find the cities where people complain the most about bad dog owners.
Hi, Jeff Durant, Dog Advisory Council. Damn glad to meet you.
Damn glad to meet you. Seattle averaged 58.3 complaints per 100,000 people. The rest of the top five were San Francisco, Pittsburgh, and Denver.
Wait till they San Francisco. It's not animal leavings. They're concerned.
Wait till they find out about the human shit. Yeah, you got it. Well, if you don't like the dog shit in San Francisco, I've got some disappointing news for you.
It's funny that everybody's complaining about dog shit, but nobody in those big cities complaining about human excrement.
No. I secretly think they like it. San Francisco, especially all the stores leaving town. I think they love that shit. That is the decline and fall of a once great city, man. San Francisco is a story. They'll study 1,000 years from now. The decline and decay of that city ought to be studied by history. It's
about time for an earthquake to clean that fucker out.
Wouldn't that be great?
It really is, actually, like way overdue out there for them to get a fucking little shake up the snow globe a little bit.
It's a little course correction there in San Francisco.
Yeah. Or if they're lucky, maybe it just falls off into the goddamn Pacific.
We should be so fucking lucky. All of a sudden, it's Arizona Bay.
Today, outrageous building in Mississippi after a young boy was shot by the police.
Outrageous building, Jeff.
Yeah, in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outrage. Building everywhere. It's outrage.
Is it?
Did you hear me?
I did.
Okay.
I heard you.
It's building the outrage.
I get it.
Oh, all right. I've heard tale told.
Have you?
You can see Jeff's face.
You want to play the story?
No. That the outrage.
Play the fucking story.
Fuck you. It's empty anyways, you cut faggot.
I'll get you. Oh, love you.
I really am half a retard.
Half? You're full blown.
The bottom half, am I right? Sex, nuts, and retard strong, as fucking Randall is. Randall calls it. Play. What is happening? Wait. Good thing I went out of my way to get this fucking laptop and get it upgraded, huh? Holy shit. Play!
Today, outrageous building in Mississippi after a young boy was shot by police. That boy is alive. 11-year-old Adrian Murray called 911 for help during a disturbance at his home. He was unarmed when police fired at him.
Guess the race.
Caucasian.
It's America's favorite new game show. Guess the race.
Patterson is following the story for us. So, Steve, what else do we know about just what happened here?
Steve?
Well, there is broad anger, outrage.
I've got broad anger and outrage, Jeff. Yeah. Broad anger.
Yeah.
Growing in Mississippi. Outrage. Yeah. Broad anger.
Yeah. From the family.
About time Mississippi got upset about something.
Bernie, of course. This happened on Saturday morning. It's about 4 a.m. Adrian Murray.
Okay, so here's what we know.
4 a.m.
Here's what we know so far. Cops called to an address for a disturbance at 4 a.m. Okay, this is all we know so far.
Says there was a disturbance with the father of one of her children.
Okay.
The father
of one of her children.
Her children.
Yes. Okay. So at 4 a.m. Okay. Father, one of her children, a domestic disturbance, if you can fucking believe that. And even if you can't.
Are we still trying to guess the race, or do we have a pretty
good
idea?
No, Jeff, I think it's pretty obvious.
We have a pretty good idea what's going on here.
I think it's,
She feared for her safety and the safety of the children that she had inside the home. So she sneaks a phone to Adarian on screen there. Adarian calls police.
She snuck a phone?
Who's the situation? According to the family, an officer shows up with a gun already drawn.
Because, he knows the statistics. He knows where the crime happens. How many kids do you have? Father of one of the kids.
One less?
Stop fucking. I didn't quit coming inside girls. Bag free. You know what I quit doing? I quit having fucking kids. I was terrified of having kids when I was young. Terrified by the prospect. Now they're just, these animals are just shooting fucking loads hither and yon. They don't give a fuck what happens. Shut up, Durant.
Hither and yon.
That's right. It's my law firm. Get a lot of business out of me.
What they're going to name those next two little miracles.
Heather and Yon. Yeah. There's a baby shower for, I know a girl. Oh, boy. I know a girl who is about to have her second black baby. She's a little white girl.
Mm-hmm.
About to have her second black baby by a second black guy.
No pot, shit.
Pothead addicted, jobless black guy. Okay. The second one she's had a baby with. And so they had a party for her. And they said, you know, we're going to have a, you know, if you want to contribute, we're going to do this thing for this party. And so a gal in my office was making cookies for it, texted me and said, do you know what the baby's name is going to be? And I said, inmate number. Yep. And I guess it won't take long. I will guarantee you this. I will live long enough to know he's got an arrest record. The little miracle.
The little miracle.
Yep.
A phone to a Darian on screen there. Darian calls police to defuse the situation.
Yeah.
According to the family, an officer shows up with a gun already drawn.
He is because he knows that he knows.
Demanding. He's yelling for everybody inside the home to walk out.
Yeah.
Darian, according to the family, complies with this. Hands up, nothing in his hands. He rounds the corner from the living room to the front door where he is shot once in the chest. He's...
Are you okay? That's the third time you've knocked that microphone today.
Something on my head.
Yeah, did you? Was it attached to the microphone?
Shut
up and leave me alone. Getting used to these new surroundings.
Is that what it is?
I think I must have, like, had this in a different position.
You bumbling idiot.
Fuck you. That was...
Oh, shit.
Okay, so who got shot?
Who cares? Anyway, what else is going on? How was your vacation?
It was great. You didn't get the postcards?
Jeff, I'm an old man and I'm tired, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I apparently don't know where the fuck I am anymore. Stupid fucking shit. Was that three times I smacked
it? Yeah, that's three today. Yeah, we did two shows today. That's the third time. The first two. I would lightly bust your balls on the first two.
Yeah, third one.
But by the third, man, I had to give you the business. What are you doing? Do you have a seizure disorder?
No.
What is happening over there? Little light retardism?
No, light. Full bodied. That is full fucking bodied. That is full fucking bodied.
I heard you, Lemon.
Yeah. Quit laughing at me.
If I could help it, I would. All right? Man, you just laugh for 5 more minutes, we can go home, right?
Yeah,
we can just
5 more minutes, huh?
we can go whatever, so we're good.
I'm so fucking scared to move this hand.
Boy.
Twitchy.
I think that when I jerk off, but frankly, it doesn't have enough distance to cover to really move much anymore.
I think you heard me. Twitchy.
the next girl I fuck, can you imagine? I gotta go listen. I mean, you know, hope you like average cock, because baby, I got it. Oh, when I was young, I was packing.
Yeah.
I could have damaged your inside when I was fucking 21.
Sure.
Now? No.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to damage you is my weight on your vital organs. I won't lay on top of you. I might stand on the side of the, you know, on the edge of the bed and fucking. I am going to Elizabeth, Indiana on July 15th.
You going to the casino down there?
To gamble.
Yeah.
At Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
Hotel and casino.
I've worked in that casino before.
Have you? Was it nice?
Hmm. It's on the river, right? Because that's Elizabeth is right down there on
The border with Kentucky, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's a Caesar's Palace. I don't think it was a Caesar's Palace when I was going down there to... didn't I just fucking hit maps? Elizabeth, right?
Elizabeth!
Yeah, it wasn't a Caesar's Palace when I was going down there. I can't remember. I want to say it was a horseshoe.
Hmm. Okay. I'm meeting my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
What's the river there? What's that river?
That's the Ohio.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I crossed the bridge into Kentucky last summer to go to Nashville,
yeah,
that was why I had to sit on that bridge for fucking half an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You said it's what, Caesar's Palace?
Caesar's Palace, yep.
Where's my... C-E-A-C-A-E, right? Hope I get my fingers in the right
fucking
spot.
Breathing heavy, typing slow, don't know how to spell anything. Are you my father? What is happening here?
Yep, that's the same one.
I am meeting my buddy Sheroy there.
Nice.
We are going to eat ourselves fucking silly.
Oh, there's a Gordon Ramsay steak.
And we are going to gamble until we have to declare bankruptcy. It's going to be awesome.
When are you doing this?
July 15th.
Right on.
Yep.
In fact,
I'm booking the room tomorrow.
You staying there at the casino?
Yes. And I'm coming home that next morning. Penniless. I'll barely have the gas to get home. Yes. That's a mammoth facility. Wow. Look at that. Great.
Right in the middle of a bunch of cornfields.
That's all right. As long as they got machines that work, I'm good. Oh, baby. That's the way. I love gambling.
That's a casino boat, right? Is that part of their...
Oh, I don't know. Because
that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that I worked on a boat casino down there.
If it goes out and travels, I mean... But
they don't, though. They stay anchored.
Then to hell
with it. But they're technically... That's how they used to get around the laws. You were a boat on the river. Yeah.
I used to go went up to the boat. Shut up. Yeah, good. So I look forward to doing that.
Started giving reparations to the fucking red man.
I'm going to have to rent a car because I don't trust the Jeep to make it down there and back. But,
no?
You know, yeah.
Take an Uber.
You know, it might be cheaper in the end. I don't even fucking know.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I look forward to doing that. That's in a few weeks. Oh, man.
There you go. There's your in.
Mm-hmm.
Enter here.
Yeah. Well, good. So I'll be doing that. I'll have some stories about that in a few weeks. In a show that you guys will hear in August, mid-August or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, right by Louisville there.
I did a couple of trainings down in this area at these two places right here.
Oh, yeah?
Stayed. This is Jeffersonville, mm-hmm. Indiana. You know, I mean, obviously a Louisville suburb, but yeah, nice little area, actually.
Right on. So anyway, come see TGO at the TGO Media World Tour in Elizabeth, Indiana on July 15th.
Yeah.
By all means, don't say hi.
You can see half the show.
Yes, you can. The funny half.
The worst half.
Oh, fuck this. Let's go home.
All right.
We'll call it next. We'll see you next week.
We will.
If I can figure out the use of the English language.
Excuse me?
God.
One more?
One more for old time's sake?
That makes an even four.
See you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over? Huh?